Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf Yomi, which is Erev and Daf Hey. We're on Daf Dal, Daf Vei, six lines from the bottom. Says the Gemara, Hoyo Gavoyam Esher Mama. We're speaking about the Kaira, the crossbeam situated across the entranceway to the Mavi, which is meant to separate the Mavi from Rishus Rabim. So what if that Kaira was placed too high, above 20 Yamis? Ubolam Matai. And he's coming to minimize that distance between the Kaira and the ground below. So for instance, he lifts the level of the ground by placing some earth there, making some sort of mound to be mimait the distance from the ground to the Kaira. Kama mimait, how much should it be mimait? Says Zuma, what do you mean? Kama mimait, how much? Kama tzorichli, how much? As much as he needs. Whatever he needs to bring the Kaira within reach. Says the Gemara, Ela Ruach Bebekama. What we mean to ask is, fine, he's going to lift the level of the ground to bring it closer to the Kaira, to make it within 20, to make it discernible and visible. But how far into the Mavi should that mound of earth be? Is it enough that he places some earth below the Kaira to bring it within 20 to the ground below? Is that enough? Or does that earth, does that mound need to extend also into the Mavi itself, for instance, to four tfachim, to make it into a significant place, a significant makim, from where they can visualize and see that Kaira. So the question is, can he merely lift the ground below the Kaira, or does he need to lift that level also into the Mavi itself? So we have a machlokes. Ela rach bebekama, how wide should it be? Rav Yosef amar tefach, it's enough to have a tefach, which means right underneath the Kaira itself, which is a tefach wide. So he lifts the earth below, and that's enough. Abayam abba, he must lift, he must re-level the earth below, and have it extend into the Mavi. So the width of that new level needs to be four tefachim, needs to begin at the Kaira, and extend into the Mavi for a total of four tefachim. Says, well, what is the reason, what is the basis for this machlekes? So we're going to have several approaches. Lema b'hakam miflugi. Should we say that this is the point of the machlekes? The man amar tefach. Rav Yosef says that merely lifting the ground below the Kaira is enough. He holds kasavar. He holds mutar l'shtamesh tachas hakaira. One may use the area right beneath the Kaira as well. Rashi explains that the Kaira, which is situated above the entranceway, so here is the entranceway, the alleyway, the mavoi, it's like a U, and the Kaira is placed above the entranceway. So one way to look at it is that the Kaira creates that separation from Rishus Rabim because the outer portion of the Kaira, actually calls it the Chudei HaChitzin, the outer corner, is Yored V'Soitzim. It appears like it descends downward. It blocks off the entranceway because when one walks into the mavoi, he's confronted with that outer surface of the Kaira, which creates that separation, creates the impression of separation. It's like the beginning of a doorway. So the Kaira is functioning already from the outside of the Kaira, thereby allowing use underneath the Kaira as well, because that's within the confine of the Kaira. The Kaira is providing heker, separation, even for the area beneath it. So that's the sheet of Rav Yosef. Mutar l'shtamesh tachas hakaira. One may use, meaning one may be metaltal, carry underneath the Kaira as well, because it's functioning from its outer corner. Therefore, Rav Yosef says, as long as he lifts the ground below that Kaira, it's going to provide heker. The Kaira will be visible within one's field of vision. It's going to be within 20 amis. Therefore, it's going to provide that recognition and that separation between Rishus Rabim and the Mavi. Therefore, Rav Yosef says it's enough that you lift the space underneath the Kaira, so the people using the Kaira underneath it, the space underneath the Kaira will have that heker, will have the effect of the Kaira. And no more is needed. Continues the Gemara on the Pei Amud Aleph. Uman de Omer Abba. However, Abayu maintains that the level of the ground must be lifted into the Mavi itself for a total of four tefachim. He holds. Kasavar also l'shtamash tachas hakaira. One may not use the space directly underneath the Kaira. That's not included in the heter that the Kaira is providing for the Mavi. Why? Explains Rashi. Apparently Abayu holds that when we have the Kaira above the entranceway, it's not the outer level, outer surface of the Kira, which is providing that separation. It's actually the inner corner of the Mavi, the inner corner of the Kira, which is looked at as though it's Yerd Vesayis, and perhaps we're focusing on the people going out of the Mav, out of the Chatzar, or out of the Mavi into Sarabim. So they're confronted by the inner surface of the Kira. So the Heker is provided from the inner surface of the Kira within. Therefore, underneath the Kira itself is not within that Heter. One cannot carry underneath the Kira itself. So the fact that he's lifting the ground beneath the Kira, it's useless because nobody's using that area. Nobody's carrying within that area. So therefore, the Tikkun here, the Miut, the lifting of the level of the ground, needs to be within the Mavi itself, within the area of usage, within the Kira, explains Rashi. So once we require him to lift the ground inside the Mavi, once we've obligated him to lift the ground even outside of the Kira area, therefore we need four Tfachim. Rashi says it's a Makam Nikur, it's a Makam Chashav, it's a significantly sized area. Generally, four Tfachim is considered to be a Makam Chashav. Therefore, Abai requires him to lift the ground at a width of four Tfachim and extend it into the Mavi that far. So again, according to this approach in the Gemara, Rav Yosef holds one may use the area underneath the Kira as well. Therefore, just lifting that ground underneath the Kira is sufficient to provide Heker, because one using the space underneath the Kira will notice that Kira, which is now within 20. That's enough to provide the separation between the Mavi and Shesurab. Whereas Abai holds that the space underneath the Kira is not included in the Heter of the Kira. Therefore, it's not sufficient to merely lift the earth underneath the Kira. He must do it even within the Mavi itself, and therefore we require him to do it for an area of four Tfachim, which is a Mokim Nikur, a Mokim Choshev, where he'll be able to notice the Kira from that lifted area. That's the first approach in the Gemara. Continues the Gemara. So should we say that this is the Pshat? It's more loy. No, perhaps. The Kuli Alma Kasabri all hold Muta L'shtamash Tachas HaKur. Rav Yosef and Abai both hold that one may carry underneath the Kur as well, because the outer edge of the Kur is the one that provides the separation, and therefore underneath the Kur is included in the Heter of the carrying. Ubaha Kamifliki, and this is the point of the Machlekes. Mar Savar Kira Mishum Heker. Rav Yosef, who says it's enough to lift the ground beneath the Kira itself, he holds a tefach is enough. That's because he says Kira Mishum Heker. The Kira functions as a heker, as an indicator. It's meant to indicate that the Mavi is different. It's a separate place, a separate Rishus than Rishus Rabin. Therefore, he says, as long as from the space underneath the Kira, you can notice that Kira, because you're within 20, that's sufficient to provide Heker, to provide that indicator of separateness. That's the Shita of Rav Yosef. What does Abai hold? Umar Savar Kira Mishum Mechitza. The way a Kira functions is as follows. The Chacham consider this Mavi, which is wide open to Shisrabim, as though it's unenclosed, as though it's not surrounded with Mechitzas. They required one to make a mechitza at the entranceway to the Mavi to separate from Shisrabim. What accomplishes that mechitza? Even a kira, merely a beam suspended above the doorway, accomplishes the same feat as a mechitza does. We regard it as though it's coming down and enclosing that ruach, that side. It's serving as a partition. Abai will hold, since this kira is way up in the air, it's out of bounds, it's out of sight, it's not noticeable, it's not indicating anything, because nobody notices it. Therefore, we don't reckon with it. It's not providing mechitza. The only way it's going to provide mechitza is if somehow you bring it down, you minimize that distance between floor to ceiling, between the ground and the kira. So when you go ahead and you lift the ground below, you're actually fashioning it into a mechitza. You're creating a mechitza which didn't exist beforehand, because it was too far out to relate to the Mavi. Now when you're going to minimize that distance, you're going to be actually creating a mechitza here. Now Rashi points out that this is a general rule. A mechitza only works if it's enclosing an area of four tfachim by four tfachim. That's a halacha, a general halacha. Therefore, Abaye says, if you're going to fashion a mechitza here, by lifting the ground, you can only make a mechitza if it's serving an area of 4 tfachim. So you must lift an area which has 4 tfachim. Thereby, the Kohen will be servicing that area and will be considered a mechitza. So that's the next approach in the Gemara. V'Abaye Seima, another approach is, to Kuli Alma Kohen Mishem Heker. All agree that the Kohen functions as an indicator, not as a mechitza. We don't view it as though it's a wall there. It's merely a simon, it's a hacker. It calls attention to the fact that the mavi is a different place. It's a separate rishus. If so, why do we need four tfachim according to Abaye? Explains the Gemara, v'hacha beheker shalmata v'heker or keheker shalmala kamiflagi. Now the heker of the kura works properly, even though it's only a tefach wide. Perhaps that's because it's up in the air and it's very noticeable. So even though it's narrow, it's just a tefach wide, it works, it serves as a heker. The question is, what about the ground below? So we're speaking about when the kur is beyond 20, and he has to lift the level of the ground below the kur. Do we say, well, just as the kura functions as a heker, it demonstrates, even though it's just a tefach wide, perhaps it's enough to lift the ground below the kura, even though it's only a tefach wide. And from that lifted piece of earth, as long as he notices from there the kura, it's enough to provide heker, even though you can only notice the kura on that small strip of land, a tefach wide. Because a tefach is enough to provide heker, just as the beam itself provides heker when it's only a tefach wide. Or should we say, there's a big difference between two things. The kura is outstanding, it's something suspended in the air. It calls attention to itself. Therefore, it works even though it's a tefach wide. But perhaps when we speak about lifting the ground below, it's only going to provide heker if he can notice the kura from a larger area. For instance, a fourth tefachim, which is a makam chashav. That's the svar of Abaye. Let's see inside. So all agree that a kura is making heker. V'hacha, beheker shalmata. Regarding the heker that you're creating by lifting the ground below. Keheker shalmal kamiflagi. Do we compare it to the heker on top, meaning of the kura itself, which is only a tefach wide? The mar savar, Rav Yosef holds, yeah, we compare the two things. Amrinan, we say, heker shalmata, keheker shalmala. Now just as lamala, the heker, is provided by a kura which is a mere tefach wide, likewise, when we're lifting the ground below, all you need to is lift a tefach wide. And if from that tefach you can see the kura, that's enough to provide heker. Umar sabar, Abaye, however, holds, lo yamrinan, heker shalmata, keheker shalmala. We don't say that the amount of heker on the ground below is equal to the heker from above, meaning the kura can provide heker even though it's only a tefach wide because it's up there and it's calling attention to itself. It's suspended, it's something out there and obvious. And therefore, it provides heker, as opposed to the ground below, which is merely a small mound. You're lifting the ground merely a tefach wide. So even though you can notice the kura from that tefach because it's within 20, that's not enough to provide heker. You need to be able to notice the kura from a larger space, a more significant chashav area. Therefore, you must lift the ground into the mavi. The lifting of the ground must extend into the mavi at a distance of 4 tfachim, so you can notice the kura from the entire 4 tfachim, which is a significant area. And indeed, this will be a proper provision of heker. V'Abaye Seimer, the fourth approach to the machlekes, the kuliyam all agree. Kuliyam amrinan heker shomata keheker shomala. That the heker on bottom is equal in size to the heker on top, really a tefach should be enough. So why then does Abaye require that the mound extend into the mavi for tefachim? Abaye holds this exact. There's a concern, perhaps, if one only fashions a small mound, a tefach wide, shami yifchais, perhaps he's going to step all over it and rub it out. So the trotting of the traffic over this little bump will go ahead and erase the bump. Therefore, Abaye is concerned, and he says, make a larger area, an area which is elevated at a distance of 4 tfachim, a more significant mound, where there won't be any concern of it getting rubbed out. So in summary, we learned about a kura which is higher than 20 amma. He's going to lift the ground below to be mamai. How much should he do? Meaning, how far into the mavi Must this new level extend? According to Rav Yosef, it needs to be only a tefach wide. Below the curve, that's enough. According to Abaye, it must extend four tefachim into the mavi. The Gemara gave us four approaches. Number one, Rav Yosef holds, even the space underneath the curve can be used, and therefore he says, once that space is within 20, it's enough for Heker. It's enough to be considered within the mechitza of the Kaira. According to Abaye, the space underneath the Kaira is not included in the head of the Kaira. Therefore, he must make sure that the Kaira is discernible from inside the Mavi. Therefore, he must extend that new level, that new mound of earth, into the Mavi at a distance of 4 tefachim. The second approach was, Rav Yosef says the Kaira works as Heker. It's providing that indicator of the separateness between the Mavi and Shesuravim. So therefore, once he lifts the ground below the Kaira, that's enough, because he notices that Kaira when he's standing underneath it. And all agree that he can use the space underneath the Kaira. However, Abaye holds, the Kaira needs to work as a Mechitza. So once it's beyond 20, and it's not within a person's eye, a field of a vision, so that Kaira is not functioning as a Mechitza. So he needs to fashion a Mechitza. How does he do that? By creating an area where the Kaira can, so that the Kaira can enclose that area. And that needs to be a minimum of 4 tefachim, because a mechitza needs to surround an area of 4 tefachim to be considered a mechitza. The third approach in the Gemara was, all agree that the Kaira is providing heker. The question is whether we compare the heker shalmata, the place where you notice that Kaira, to the heker shalmata, to the width of the Kaira itself. Rav Yosef says yes. Abaye says no, we can't compare the two things. Although the Kaira itself is merely a tefach wide and provides heker, that's because it's a Kaira. It's something hanging up in the air and it's obvious. Whereas when we're speaking about the ground below, you need to make a large area from which you can notice that Kaira. Therefore, you need to create an area of 4 tefachim. Finally, Gemara says, all agree technically, even a small heker, shalmata, will be sufficient. Abaye was concerned perhaps it's going to get worn down, therefore he requires making a larger elevated area. Continues the Gemara. Now we have a case where the Kaira was too low. It was within 10 tefachim to the ground of the Mavi. In which case, it's not functioning. Because the point of the Kaira is to be part of that Pesach, that entranceway. Now if the entranceway is too low, too small, one can't use it. It's useless. So less than 10 tefachim is not considered to be a place of use. And therefore, it's not considered to be a Pesach of the Mavi. It's not large enough to be a Pesach or a Mechitza. So therefore, he has to go ahead and somehow enlarge that space at the entranceway to his Mavi. So ha'yepachas mesar tefachim, if the Kaira was within 10 tefachim to the ground below, v'chokak boy, and he went and he dug in the ground lashlima, started to complete that 10 tefachim, to create an area of 10 tefachim from Kaira to floor, kama chokak, how much should he dig? Says the Gemara, kama chaykik, what do you mean how much? Kama the tzarechli, as much as he needs to complete 10 tefachim. Ella, rather, the kasha was mashche bekama. How wide is that dugout area going to be? Meaning, how far into the mavi must it extend? So again, we have a machlekes between Rav Yosef and Abaye. Rav Yosef amar, bidalit. There's a gerus of barbar tefachim. He needs to dig out and have that dugout extend 4 tefachim into the mavi. Abaye Amar Ba'arba Amos. 4 tefachim is not enough. He needs to dig and extend it 4 amos into the mavi. The point here is that when the Kaira is too close to the ground, there's no entranceway there. He has to create an entranceway. So therefore, Rav Yosef says, he must dig and extend that trench 4 tefachim into the mavi, which is a shear of mavi. So he's creating an entranceway to a very small size mavi. 4 tefachim, according to Rav Yosef, is considered the minimum size of the length of a mavi. So since he needs to fashion an entranceway to what? To a mavi. So he has to make a trench that contains the smaller size mavi, which is 4 tefachim. Abaye says the smaller size mavi is 4 amos. Therefore, he must dig out a pit, a trench, and extend it 4 amos into the mavi. Says the Gemara. So this machlekes of how large a mavi is meant to be, at a minimum, either four tefachim or four amis. Lema, but there are ami, there are asi kamiflik, perhaps. This will be applied to the halacha that we learned from Rami and Rasi, and it will turn out that Rabbi Yosef agrees with them, and Abaye doesn't. Why? Because from the halacha that Rav Amir Vasi taught us, it would seem that the minimum shear, the minimum length of a mavi is actually four tefachim. Let's see. The itmar, as we learned, mavi shenifratz, mitzide klapi roshim. So we have a mavi which got a pirtza. Pirtza is a breach in the wall, right near the entranceway to the mavi. So on the side wall, right near the entranceway. So if we're taking a look at Rashi, it's the image on the side, the diagram, the top diagram. So you see the koira at the entranceway to the mavi. And then on the right side, there's a piritza, a breach in the wall. So if this piritza is right next to the entranceway, what happens is that the koira becomes a non-functioning entity. Why? Because the residents of this mavi are going to slip out through that breach in the doorway. It's more convenient. It's a shorter way to get out of the mavi. So since they're going to use that piritza, this renders the pesach of that mavi, the entranceway, the grand entranceway, renders it useless. It disables it, thereby resulting in the kura becoming a non-functioning entity as well, because the point of the kura is to form that addition, that enhancement to the entranceway to the mavi. Now, if this is not serving as an entranceway to the mavi, then the kura is not working either. So they'll tell us like this. Rami Rasi will tell us that if this piritza, this breach in the wall, is right next to the entranceway, then the entranceway is disabled. But if there's some wall remaining, it's called a pas, a piece of wall is still remaining right next to the entranceway, it needs to be at least four tefachim wide. In this case, although there's a piritza, a large breach on the side of the mavi, up until 10 amos, of course, because if it's past 10 amos, then the whole wall, the whole enclosure is considered to be nullified. So that piritza is up until 10 amos, considered to be like an entrance, like a doorway, but there is still some wall remaining next to that entranceway of the mavi, the grand entranceway, in which case it's still serving that first portion of the mavi. So since you have the Pesach still functioning, then the Kaira will still work. Let's see the Gemara inside. The Itmar, as we learned, Mavi Shenifrat Mitzidai, a Mavi, which has this Pirtza. So the wall was breached Mitzidai on the side, on the wall, next to the entranceway, Klapi Reish, near the entranceway. Itmar, we learned, Mishmei Durav Amir Vasi. So we learned in the name of Amir Vasi, it depends on the situation. Im Yesh Shampas Dalid. If there's still some wall remaining, Pastal means it's a portion of the wall which is four tefachim wide, which is running right next to the entranceway, then the Pesach, the grand entranceway of the Mavi, the former entranceway, is still serving the Mavi in some capacity. It's serving that first section, because four tefachim is still considered a sheer Mavi, in which case the Pesach is functioning and the Koira is functioning, Matir, so then the Koira is Matir carrying that Mavi. But Pirtza Adessa, provided that the Pirtza, the breach, is still rather small up until 10 Amis, but if it's beyond 10 Amis, then the whole Mavi is considered to be exposed and the Mechitza is considered to be useless. So if the Pirtza is up until 10 Amis, and there's still some wall remaining next to the entranceway, and everything's still okay. Vim Lav. But if there's no Pas Dalit, the wall next to the entranceway of the Mavi is less than 4 Tfachim, in which case that entranceway is not really serving in a capacity of a Pesach HaMavi, because, as we said, the residents would rather slip out through the side door, through the breach, which is more convenient for them. There's a concern they might do that. So the Pesach is no longer really functioning as a true Pesach, and the Kura has been disabled as well. So v'im lav, if there's no proper wall remaining there, pachas mishlei shemate, then if that breach is very small, less than 3 tefachim, and certainly there's no concern. We learned that yesterday. That's the concept of lavud. Whenever we have a hole in the wall, which is less than 3 tefachim, we ignore it. We consider the wall as though it's glossing over that hole. It's considered to be sussum, closed up. So if it's less than 3 tefachim, matir, then certainly the kaira will function and will allow carrying within the mavi. But shloisha, once that piritza is 3 or more, any matir, and the Kura is no longer considered to be a functioning Kura, because we consider that breach, like the door of the Mavi, and the entranceway, the grand entranceway of the Mavi, is no longer really functioning, nor is the Kura. In any case, what we see from here is, what is the minimum length of a Mavi? 4 tefachim. That's why the Pas Arba, that remaining wall which has 4 tefachim, makes the entranceway as a functioning entranceway, because it's serving that first section which is considered a Mavi. So this is a riot to who? To Rav Yosef. It says the Gemara, the Rav Yosef is the Rav Ami. Apparently Rav Yosef holds like Rav Ami, that the minimum shear of a Mavi is 4 tefachim. La Abaye less like the Rav Ami. However, Abaye doesn't seem to be compatible for Rav Ami, because Abaye holds that a Mavi needs to be at least 4 amas in length. Amalech Abaye, Abaye will respond, there's no connection between my case where he's digging the hole, the trench, to enable that entranceway, and this case of the Pirtza in the Mavi. Hasam Seif Mavi, over there we're speaking about the remnants of a Mavi, meaning this Mavi was constructed properly. Initially it had the shear of a Mavi, it was 4 amas in length, and it fell apart, and there's some wall remaining. So since it's a Seif of a Mavi, that's enough. It's enough to have 4 tefachim, which is a chash of shear, which is considered to be a significant makom, because it's a remnant of a mavi which was constructed probably still retains its status as a mavi. Ha'acha tchilas mavi. In my case, where the kair was too close to the ground and needs to go ahead and actually create a mavi, has to fashion an entranceway and a mavi behind it. In this case, he needs to have 4 amis. Which is the minimum requirement of a mavi. Iika arba amis in. If there are 4 amis, then fine. Iloi loi, but otherwise not. Continues the Gemara. Abaye is going to bring a raya to his shita that the minimum size of a mavi is 4 amis. Amar Abaye beno aminol. How do I know my shita? The sun is learned in the Brisa. We know that a mavi can have a lechi or a kira to separate it from Shis Rab. Now there are some requirements, some conditions that the mavi needs to meet in its design and its configuration in order to allow the use of lechem ikur. So Gemara is going to tell us 2 halachas. Firstly, the mavi needs to have at least 2 courtyards, 2 chaseres, which are channeling their traffic through the mavi. So 2 chaseres need to be opened to the mavi. Secondly, the mavi needs to be long and narrow. It can't be a square. It must look like an alleyway which is channeling the traffic in the Shusarab. The Sani of London writes, a mavi nitel b'lecha v'kara. A mavi cannot use a lecha v'kara ad shiubatim v'chatzeres p'suchon l'sechay, unless there are homes and courtyards which are open to this mavi. Now, a Pesach, Rashi tells us, needs to be at least 4 tefachim in width. Plus you have the doorposts. Now, if this entire mavi, says Abaye, if this entire mavi is merely 4 tefachim long, like Rav Yosef's shita, how can you fit a doorway into this mavi? The entire doorway is 4 plus the side posts. And the entire wall of the mavi is merely 4 tefachim. There's no room for the doorway. And even if somehow you squeeze it in, you're removing the entire wall of that mavi. It's entirely open. It doesn't have mechitzes. Let's see inside. A mavi nita lecha v'koyre ashiyu batem mechatzer suchon l'seichai. If the entire length of the mavi is 4 tefachim, how can you find a doorway, let alone 2 doorways of the 2 chatzeres, that will be open to this mavi? There's no room for them. So apparently, the mavi needs to be longer than 4 tefachim, unlike Rav Yosef's shita. Perhaps we can somehow fit the doorways into this very short mavi as follows. So you have the mavi, here's the Rishus Ravim, the street, right? Now you have the mavi, which is a U-shaped alleyway. And the mavi perhaps is only 4 tefachim in length. But the back wall is very wide. So you have a very wide U. And the doorways of the chatzeres will go into the back wall of the mavi. So perhaps that's how you're going to configure the Kodesh of Yosef's. V'chitem with the pasal of Deifin Emtsoi. It opened the wall of the mavi in the Deifin Emtsoi, in that middle, that back wall. But that can't be the case, because a mavi needs to be long-shaped. It needs to be like an alleyway. V'amar avnach menaktinan. We have this tradition from our Rebbeim. Ezo mavi shenitel lecha v'kora. What type of mavi can use lecha v'kora? That's only called she'or ki yasar rachbay. If the length is greater than the width. It needs to be long and narrow. So it cannot be this wide-shaped mavi. So this is a raya, says Abaye, that a mavi evidently is longer than the four tfachim. And therefore Abaye says it must be four amis, which is considered a sheer of hiluch, of walking. We find a person doesn't go with an exposed head more than four amis. The Gemara speaks about the Amiraim wouldn't walk more than four amis without tefillin. So four amis is a sheer of hiluch, and that is required. That significant sheer, that is the minimum sheer of a mavi. Rav Yosef holds four tefachim is enough. That's called a sheer makan. So in any case, you have a kasha. How can we fit the doorways into this short mavi? For Rav Yosef, he'll respond, the pasach lebikaren sabbos. Apparently, he created those doorways in the corner of the mavi. So we have the diagram here on the bottom right corner of Rashi, or the bottom of the page. So you enter the mavi from the bottom of the page, that's where the kohar is. And this mavi only extends four tefachim, but the doors will be set diagonally across the right and left corners. That's Rav Yosef's teretz. You have a very small mavi, but you could still fit two doorways by making them crooked. Now apparently Abaye disagrees, because he holds that a crooked doorway, meaning a doorway at the corner, is not considered a doorway. Okay, so this was the first raya of Abaye, and the Gemara said, Rav Yosef responds in kind. Amar Abaye, mina aminila. I have another raya. How do I know that a mavi is meant to be four amis in length? The Amar Rami bar Chama Amar Avchuna. He taught us as follows. Lechi ha-boilet, midafin shel mavi. So if we have a lechi, which is actually protruding into the entranceway of the mavi, it's blocking part of the entranceway, it's very large and significantly sized lechi, it's actually part of that wall. So if we take a look at the diagram in Rashi, you have the one in the left bottom corner. So we have the U-shaped mavi, and then on the top left corner of that mavi, we have the lechi, which is facing the other direction. It's blocking part of the entranceway. So the question here is that considered a lechi? So we know that there are two options to allow carrying in a mavi, either the kohar on top, or the lechi, which was the side beam, some post or a stick, something attached to the entranceway, to the side of the entranceway of the mavi, which creates that separation. The question here is, we have a very large, significantly sized lechi. It's actually part of the wall. Does that work or not? So we learn like this. Lechi ha-boilet midoifin shel mavi, the lechi which protrudes from the wall of the mavi, depends how large it is. Pochas mi'arba amis, if it extends less than four amis, nigdei mishum lechi, we treat it as a lechi, and that's enough. Ve'in etzorech lechi yachel atire, we don't need an additional lechi to permit this mavi. Dalad amis, but if this wall that's protruding, that's blocking the entranceway, is actually four amis in length, that's too significant to be considered a lechi. Nigdei mishum mavi, that's considered to be part of the mavi. Rashi explains, he didn't actually erect this wall to make it into a lechi. It was there, it was a pre-existing wall, it was part of the initial design of that mavi. So if it's four amis, it's considered to be part of that mavi wall. We don't treat it like a lechi. It doesn't look like a lechi. It's too large. And therefore, it doesn't provide that heker, that indicator of separateness between the mavi and shesarabim. Therefore, we need another lechi to be placed there, to be mounted the mavi. Now, the fact that he teaches us that when we have a wall which is 4 amis in length, is considered to be like a wall of a mavi and cannot be reckoned like a lechi. Apparently, he says, Abaye, we learn from here, what is the size of a mavi? 4 amis. And that's why this wall which has 4 amis is considered like a mavi wall. So, right from here, that a mavi size is 4 amis. Responds Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef, lafukim mitaris lechi. In this case, where you're trying to undo the lechi status, you say, well, it's too big to be considered a lechi because it's so large. It's four amis. In that context, we require four amis. It needs to be very, very big to be considered, not to be considered a lechi. Lafukim mitaris lechi, to nullify it from a din of lechi, adika arba amis. That's only if it has four amis. But let me have a mavi. But to make a mavi, I feel about tefachim. Now I have a mavi, even if it's only merely for tefachim. That is enough that is sufficient to be considered a mavi. Therefore, you can't bring a raya from the case of lechi abayit. So in summary, we discussed a case where the kaira was too close to the ground, or was less than 10 tefachim to the ground, in which case the entranceway is useless. You can't squeeze under such a small, low entranceway. So therefore, he has to go ahead and enlarge that gap, create that entranceway. Now, how far does that dugout area need to extend into the mavi? Rashi says 4 tefachim is enough, because that's a shear of a mavi. Abaye says 4 amis, because that's the shear of a mavi. The Gemara proceeded with the halacha of Rav Amir Rav Asi, who told us that if there's a pas dalet, there's a portion of the wall remaining near the entranceway to the mavi, which had this breach applied to it, as long as it's 4 tefachim near the entranceway, that pesach is still functioning because it's servicing the initial, that first portion of the mavi, which is 4 tefachim. This is a writer of Yosef, that the shear of mavi is 4 tefachim. Abai says it's different there, because it's a soif mavi, it's part of the initial mavi. It's a remnant of a pre-existing, a properly structured mavi. Therefore, 4 tefachim is enough. But when he's fashioning a mavi, such as in our case where he's actually trying to create that entranceway to a new mavi area, he needs to dig out 4 tefachim, which is the minimum requirement for mavi. Abai brought a raya from another 2 halachas. Firstly, the fact that a mavi needs to have chatzeres v'zapsuchim l'soichay. Apparently, says Abai, a mavi needs to be 4 amas long to accommodate those doorways. Rashi says the doorways were in the corners. The next raya Abai brought was an halacha of lechi, which is boilet, which protrudes, which blocks that entranceway to the mavi. And we learned that if it's 4 amas in length, we retreat it like a mavi wall. Apparently, a mavi is meant to be 4 amas. Rashi says, there it's different. Because although initially a mavi needs to only be 4 tefachim, that is sufficient for the size of a mavi. Here we're trying to be lafuki melechi. We're trying to say something which looks like a lechi and say, no, you cannot consider it like a lechi because it's too large and significant. In that case, 4 amas is required to nullify it from the status of lechi. Continues the Gemara. Gufa, we just learned. Omar, Rami Barcham, Omar Afuna. Lechi ha-boilet, midoifin shel mavi. So if we have this lechi which is protruding from the wall, which is blocking the entranceway, if it is less than 4 amas in length, we regard it as a lechi, and it is sufficient to be mati the mavi ve'en tzarech lechi achel ha-tiroi, and we don't require another lechi to allow carrying within this mavi. Dalad amas. But if this wall, which is blocking the entranceway, extends for 4 amas, nidam mishum mavi, we treat it like part of the mavi, it's part of the walls of the mavi, and does not provide heker, does not demonstrate the separateness between the mavi and shesurabim, v'tzorech lechi achel ha-tiroi. And therefore, we need another lechi to be placed there, to be mati the mavi. Says Gemara, oisei lechi heicha ma'amidah. Where should he place that additional lechi? Idi muki lebahadei. He's going to place it adjoining that wall which is blocking the entranceway. What is he accomplishing? He's defeating the purpose. He's merely adding to that wall. So it's defeating the purpose. Amar Papa, the muki leilidachisa. Apparently, he places it on the other side of the entranceway, which where it will be nikar and noticeable. Even if you say he'll place the new lechi right next to that protrusion, but he fashions it differently, taller, shorter, thicker, thinner, in which case it's nikar, it's noticeable. The matvibe, he makes it taller or thicker, or the matvibe, or minimizes it, makes it shorter or thinner, in which case it'll be noticeable. Continues the Gemara. Omar Funa Beda Vishu. Loy Amar. This halacha that if the blocker here, the wall which is protruding and blocking part of the entranceway, if it's 4 amas, it cannot be used for lechi. Loy Amar, this is only said, Ela B'mavi Shmoin. The entranceway, the width of the entranceway to the mavi is 8 amas. Aval B'mavi Shiva, but let's say it's a narrower entranceway. It only has 7 amas, for instance. And you have this wall which is protruding, which is blocking part of that entranceway. And how large is that wall? 4 amas. Says Rav Huna Beit Rishua, it'll be fine. It'll be kosher. Why? Aval B'mavi Shiva, niter, the mavi will become mutter, b'oimed m'rubala parts. Because you have more oimed than parts. Oimed means a standing portion of a wall. Parts means the breached portion of the wall. So this is a general halacha. with mechitzes. If we have gaps in a wall, but the standing portion of the wall total more than the gaps. Oymed is merubah al haparts. We follow the majority, the roiv, and we consider this mechitza to be a fully standing mechitza, a full partition. Says Rav Huna b'Yeshua, in our case, if we have a narrow mavi, for instance, the entranceway only has 7 amos, and we have this doorway which is blocking 4 amos of that 7, so we have more standing than breached, more oymed than parts. So forget about lechi. The wall is closed off. It's completely partitioned, completely enclosed. Nita ba'oymed were all parts. How do we know this concept can apply to mavi? Perhaps Chacham required one to specifically place a koira or lechi at the entrance to the mavi. We can't apply the concept, the general concept that is applied to mechitza. If there's mostly oymed, it's fine. We can't apply that to mavi, perhaps. How do you know to apply it to mavi as well? Says Gemara, we'll learn it from a kavachayim. Kavachayim mechatzah. Uma chatzah. Since we find by a chatzah, which is a courtyard, she'en in a terrace, b'lechi b'koira. We don't find the concept of lechi and koira by a courtyard. A courtyard needs more significant mechitzes in order to allow the use within it. A lechi is a small, flimsy beam, post or stick. A koira is a beam going on top. It's not a proper mechitza. We don't find that this can be applied to allow carrying in a chatzah. So even though the chatzar lacks this advantage, nevertheless, niteres ba'oymed merubal aparts. We can still apply the concept of oymed merubal aparts to chatzar. So if there are many holes, many breaches featured in the wall surrounding a courtyard, we take stock. We say, look, what's more? If there's more standing than demolished, then it's fine. So although the chatzar does not have the heter of lechi v'koira, it has a disadvantage. It still has this din of oymed merubal. So certainly, mavi should nita b'lechi v'koira. Certainly, by the mavi, where the lechi v'koira is effective, even though it's so small and flimsy, ain't it din shenita b'oymed b'rubal apart? Certainly, of course, it stands to reason that if there is oymed more than part, it should work, because the mavi is actually at advantage to chatzar. The lechi v'koira work by mavi? Certainly, the oymed b'rubal apart will work by mavi. So therefore, in summary, if we have this 4 amma wall extending across the entranceway to the 7 amma mavi, resulting in more standing than open, is considered like a fully enclosed mavi. Says the Gemara, chatzar, perhaps you can learn from chatzar because there's an advantage by chatzar. Shekein peritzasa be'eser. When there's a breach, when there's a peritz in the wall of a chatzar, so up until 10 amas, you're still okay. So that's a halacha that's applied to chatzar, and not by mavi. Toima by mavi. How could you compare mavi? Shepertase by arba. And when there's even a small opening in the wall of the mavi, even only 4 tefachim, which is considered a shear of a pesach of an entranceway, that destroys the capacity of the mechitza to enclose the mavi. That makes the mavi as though it's open and breached. So we see that a mavi is chomer. Is more stringent than chatzar. Now the sfer will be that when we speak about chatzar, chatzar works with the guidelines of partitions of mechitzas. Now a piritza which is up until 10 doesn't destroy the mechitza. Therefore, it's fine when there's a piritza up until 10 by a mavi. Likewise, if we tally all the portions that are standing, all the oimdim, and they end up being more than the breaches, it's fine. So by chatzar, we follow the guidelines of mechitzas. So those two things go hand in hand. The fact that we see that a piritza up until 10 is okay by chatzar, because it doesn't ruin the mechitza, that explains why the other concept applies to chatzar as well. If there's oymed more than parts, it works, because the majority of the mechitza is standing, and the chatzar is considered to be properly enclosed. So that's by chatzar. But by mavi, it's a totally different concept. Even a small opening of 4 tefachim is considered to be too much for a mavi. Apparently, when we speak about mavi, we're speaking about traffic. We're not speaking about mechitzas. If there's an opening which allows the traffic through it, 4 tefachim is large enough to be considered a pesach, and allows the traffic to go through it, that's considered to be a nullification of the mechitza. So since mavi works with different guidelines, it's based on the concept of traffic. So perhaps the concept of oymed merubal aparts, that we follow the majority of what's standing there's more standing than not standing. That should work. Perhaps that's a mechitza concept. It doesn't apply to a mavi. So even when there's more standing than parts, it won't work by a mavi. We need specifically a lechi, a kira, to highlight, to bring the awareness to the traffic who are entering and exiting this mavi. At this mavi, is a separate area. It's an entirely different ballgame. It's a different context. You can't compare mavi to chatzar. So again, how could you compare the chatzar sheken pritzas of eser? Because the concept of pritzas eser is applied to mavi, which works with to chatzar, which works with dinei mechitza. Taima b'mavi. How could you compare it to mavi? Shel pritzas ba. That once it has a pritzah of four tefachim, which allows traffic through, that mavi is possible. Now mechitza is considered to be breached open. So the point is, you're meant to address the traffic. So perhaps specifically need a lechi. And this wall, which is running across the opening of this mavi, despite the fact that it's encompassing the majority of the entranceway, it's oyven ruba, perhaps it's ineffective by mavi. Says the Marka Savar, Rav Huna Beit Vishua, who taught us this chiddush, he holds mavi nami pritzasi be'eser. And just as chatzar has the halacha pirtz eser, mavi as well has the same halacha. So apparently he holds the concept, the guidance of mechitzos applies to mavi as well. Therefore, up until 10, it's still considered proper mechitzos, just like a chatzar. And same thing regarding oimid, which is merub ala parts, which is a mechitza concept. You follow the majority of what's happening, the majority, the most of the wall, if it's standing, that's considered mechitza. That applies to mavi as well. Therefore, he says that if this wall, which is running across the entranceway to the mavi, is providing proper coverage, it's covering most of the entrance, so you're okay because you're properly enclosed. Says the Gemara, Leman Kamrinan. But who are we referencing? Meaning, Rav Yehuda Yeshua, who told us this halacha. In reference to what was he saying it? He was saying it in reference to Rav Huna's halacha. It was Rami Bachama, Amar Rav Huna, who introduced us to this concept of this lechi, that's boilet, this large wall, which is covering the entranceway to the mavi. So it was a reference to Rav Huna that Rav Huna and Rav Yeshua added to us, well, if it's a narrow entranceway, which is only 7 amos, in which case the wall is covering most of the entranceway, it's good. Now, according to Rav Huna himself, what is the halacha by a pritz of a mavi? Up until 4. Once you have 4 tzvachim, it's considered to be too much because it allows the traffic through. Says the Gemara, Leman Kamrinan, who are we speaking about? The Rav Huna. This halacha is in reference to Rav Huna. Rav Huna himself holds, you can't have a pirtza of 4 tzvachim. So this whole calculation doesn't work. Rav Huna, who holds that the pirtza of a mavi is 4 tzvachim, evidently he's following the traffic concept. So how do you know that the concept of oimed merub al parts will apply to a mavi? Says the Gemara, you're right. Rav Huna indeed will not concur with this halacha. Rav Huna paraded Rav Yeshua with time with enough sheik amar. Indeed, he was merely stating his own personal opinion. I hold that if the wall, which is blocking the entranceway, covers most of the entranceway, resulting in oymed rural parts, it will be enough. And this is compatible with my shita, that a breach, a general breach in the door of a mavi, can be up to 10 amis. Because the mavi follows guidelines of mechitzes, just as the chatzar, similar to the chatzar. Therefore, Eimed Meruba will apply to Mavi just as applies to Chatzar, and this will be derived from the Kavachim. Continues the Gemara. Rav Ashi Amar, Afilu Teima B'Mavi Shmoyna Nami L'Tzarech Lechi. Rav Ashi tells us in Chiddush, even if the entranceway to the Mavi is 8 Amis, it's wide 8 Amis, and this wall is 4 Amis, says Rav Ashi, no problem. We don't need another Lechi. This will serve as a Lechi. So Rav Huna Beit Vishua is telling us, if it's a narrow entranceway, for instance, 7 tefachim, and the wall is blocking most of the entranceway, that's okay. Rav Ashi comes to add, even if it's 8 amos in width, and the wall is merely 4 amos, that's okay. Why? So he says, look, Mimanavshach, either way you're okay. Let's just see it outside first. He says like this, let's assume that it's not exactly 4 amos. It's difficult to imagine that it was built exactly precisely at 4 amos. So let's assume that it's either a drop less than 4 amos, we're speaking about the wall which is blocking the entranceway. Either it's a drop less than 4 or a drop more than 4. So he says, either way you're okay, because the entranceway is 8. And this blockage is 4. If we'll assume that's a bit more than 4, then most of the entrance way is blocked. It's Oymin, Ruvala Parts, you're fully enclosed. That's one option. Let's say it's less than 4 Amos, and you're also fine, because it's a Lechi, it's less than 4 Amos. So either way you look at it, you're covered. So again, Rav Ashi, Yom HaFilu Teima B'mavi Shmoyin Anami, Loi Tzorech Lechi. Either way you're okay. I Oymin Nafish. Because if this wall is really a bit more than 4, and it's covering most of the entranceway, which is 8, Nita Ba'oymid Murubah parts. Then you have the concept of Oymid Murubah, and the Mavi is Mutter. The parts Nafish, what if it's a bit less than 4, resulting in the gap occupying most of the majority of the entranceway? Right, you have 8, and this is a bit less than 4, so you have more open than closed. It's parts Murubah, parts Nafish, Nita Mishum Lechi. But then you're okay because this wall, which is less than 4, is a Lechi. Now, there's one more option that we haven't yet entertained. What about if it's exactly half and half? My Amis, what are you going to say? The Shavet Havayu, that both are equal, the standing portion and the empty portion are exactly equal, which poses a problem. The Shavet Havayu Ki Adadi, that's an uncertainty to Safik. Havale Safik. Havale Safik Divrein, this is a Safik which pertains to a Din Rabbanan, because the entire concept of Lechi V'Kurya being required for a mavi to allow carrying in a mavi is really a drabbanon. In the rice, it's really fully enclosed. It's enclosed on 3 sides, so it's a din drabbanon. So whenever we have a suffix which pertains to din drabbanon, such as in this case, where if it's exactly half and half, then we have a problem because it's too large for a lechi. It's 4 amis, and we also don't have the majority of the entranceway blocked off. So this is one option. So it's a suffix. The suffix divrei lahakel. Whenever we have a suffix which pertains to din drabbanon, we follow a lenient approach. And therefore, Rashi says, it will be mutter to carry in this mavi. So in summary, we have a lechi, which is boilet from the doifen of the mavi and blocking the entranceway. Rav Huna says, if this wall is 4 amas in length, it's possible. It's considered like part of the mavi. It doesn't look like a lechi. If it's less than 4 amas, it's kosher. It looks like a lechi. Rav Huna, Rav Yehoshua added, even when it's 4 amas, it's kosher. If the oimed is merubah laparts, for instance, if the entranceway is merely 7 amas wide, so this wall, which is 4 amis, covers most of the entranceway, and therefore it's considered fully enclosed. Rav Papa adds, when the wall is 4 amis, it can be kosher even when the mavi is merely is 8 amis wide. And even if the wall is merely taking up half the entranceway. Why? Because he says chances are that it's either a drop less than 4 amis, in which case it's a lechi. It's a drop more than 4 amis, in which case it's covering most of the entranceway. There's one more option, perhaps it's exactly half and half. Safak Durabban on the Kula. Okay, time for a brief review of today's daf. We began with a case where the Kaira was too far, was placed at a distance of more than 20 amas from the ground below. So he needs to lift that ground to minimize that gap. Yosef says, he must lift that ground, but merely the width of a tefach, meaning the space underneath the Kaira is sufficient. Abaye says, it needs to extend 4 tvachim into the mavi. We have 4 approaches. Number 1, Rav Yosef says, one may use the space underneath the kaira. So there's heker, there's visibility and indication for the people using underneath the kaira. Abaye says, you cannot use under the kaira. Therefore, you need to extend that elevation into the mavi, where he's going to use the mavi and notice the kaira. Option number 2 was, Rav Yosef holds, the kaira is providing heker, providing demonstration, indication of separateness. Therefore, as long as he lifts the ground below the kura, that's enough. Because he's using that space underneath the kura, and he'll notice the kura. Abai says, the kura must form a mechitza, a partition between the mav and shesurabim. When we're forming a mechitza, you need to enclose an area which is 4 tfachim. So the kura above 20 is not functioning as a mechitza. He must lift that ground and create that mechitza, and create an area for tfachim, which the kura will enclose. The third option was, all agree that a kura is working as heker. The question is, do we compare the heker sholmata to the heker sholmala? Just as the kaira, which is merely a tefach wide, provides heker, perhaps the ground beneath it merely needs to be a tefach wide. That's the shita of Yosef. Abai says, no. Down below, we need a much greater area to be significant enough that from that area, we can notice the kaira, so we need an area for tefachim. And finally, all agree that the heker sholmata is compared to lamala. Abai is concerned, perhaps, this small bump of a tefach wide will get rubbed out. Therefore, he requires to make a larger elevation of 4 tefach. We proceeded to a case where the kaira was within 10 tefachim to the ground. So he must dig out to create a proper entranceway. Rav Yosef says, he must dig into extend into the Mavi at a distance of 4 tefachim, because that's the minimum size of the length of a Mavi. Abaye says 4 amas is the minimum. The Gemara brought 3 rights. The first one, which seemed to be a right of Yosef. The next 2, a right to Abaye. The Gemara answered them according to all opinions. And finally, we discussed a lechi, which protrudes, which blocks the entranceway. Rav Huna says, if it's less than 4 amas, it's a lechi. If it's 4 amas or more, it's not considered a lechi. Rav Huna Rebbe Yeshua told us, even when it's 4 amas, but it blocks most of the entranceway, it's mutter. Rav Huna says, even if it's merely half and half.